Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The director of national intelligence now being grilled by a House committee as Joseph McGuire is being pressed about the delayed submission of an inspector general's report to Congress as required by law concerning a whistleblower report about a presidential phone call with the president of Ukraine. Democrats claim the president may have committed an impeachable offense when he urged the Ukrainian leader to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. But the Republicans say the whole issue is another in a long line of Democratic political stunts. The ranking member of the committee, Devin Nunes, says,
"This hearing itself is another example. Whistleblower inquiries should not be held in public at all. As our Senate counterparts, both Democrats and Republicans, obviously understand, their hearing with Mr. McGuire is behind closed doors."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Iran's president addresses the UN General Assembly. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Iran's president warned world leaders that security in the energy-rich Persian Gulf could collapse quickly with one single blunder. He had a clear message for President Trump.
We have never surrendered to foreign aggression and imposition.
Speaking through an interpreter, Hassan Rouhani described U.S. policy as international piracy.
I hail from a country that has resisted the most merciless economic terrorism.
He said, as long as sanctions remain in place, then Iran will refuse to negotiate a nuclear deal.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is blocking some Iranian officials and their families from entering the United States. The president issuing a visa ban yesterday, calling Iran a state sponsor of terrorism that threatens the peace and stability of the Middle East and the world. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Getting word that former French President Jacques Chirac has died. Chirac was 86. Current French President Emmanuel Macron saying France will no longer make trade agreements with nations that are not part of the Paris Climate Accord. Macron making the announcement to the UN General Assembly yesterday. While he didn't name names, there's only one country in the world that's not party to the agreement, the United States. President Trump pulling the U.S. out of the 2015 pact. Screech from Saved by the Bell will be fighting the bagel boss guy in Atlantic City. Actor Dustin Diamond signing on to box Chris Morgan, who became famous earlier this year after a viral video showed him throwing a tantrum in a Long Island bagel restaurant. Former Mets and Phillies star Lenny Dykstra was supposed to box the 5-foot-tall Morgan, but backed out earlier this week. The big fight is coming up on Saturday, and an airline's now allowing you to put some space between you and a crying baby. baby on a long flight. Japan Airlines announcing a new tool that helps you avoid sitting next to a fussy baby. The airline says passengers traveling with kids less than 2 years of age who book their seat on the JAL website will have a child icon displayed on their seats on the seat selection screen, letting other passengers know a kid will be sitting there. And next time you're online, for whatever reason, check us out at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, we've been talking lately about, what some are calling child abuse. Here we got all these young people that have been activated. On one hand, I say, hey, that's good, they're activated. Sadly, however, though, when your activation is based on indoctrination and it's not based in the truth, you can have lots of problems down the road. And our next guest is a walking example of this because, the timing of Jerome Hudson coming on the show is absolutely impeccable because he brings to bear, the difference between, running on emotion and having a perception of something and then gaining the facts. And when you gain the facts, you find yourself, at least in my experience after several decades, a little bit more than Jerome, that it's a bit embarrassing. If you have any kind of sense of humility and desire to really be knowledgeable about what's going on in your world, then it can affect you that way. And so now we have these young kids that have been indoctrinated out there, and particularly a 16-year-old from Sweden that we've been hearing a lot about, and she's spouting things, and you go, wait a minute, it's almost like a younger version of AOC. AOC says a lot of things, and you're going, what? And she has a degree in economics, and she doesn't know how to add. This is a problem here, just saying. That's just my perception for what it's worth. But, this is the kind of stuff that's been going out here. So, as I say time and again, we cannot let go of the art of critical thinking. If we just go along to get along, then you get a lot of this crazy stuff that's popping up in our culture today. And I've been referring to Jerome Hudson, and directly now, he's a native of Savannah, Georgia, member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, serving on the organization's National Advisory Council. Jerome, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
It's so good good to be here, Bill. I'm doing great.
Well, I love your new book, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. There has been this dumbing down of America, and who's the easiest sector to dumb down than the young kids?
No, absolutely. And I will defend Greta on this. At least she's sailed from Europe to America, while Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is racking up tens of thousands of dollars driving around in gas-guzzling rideshare cars.
Yes, right.
Like
right.
Uber and Lyft, and yes. He certainly is flying commercial, but no.
But wait, hang on just a second. Only because you brought up the sailing deal, okay? But this is typical of people on the left. They go, okay, for optics, we're going to sail. Okay, now the crew, how did they get back?
It's actually Grace Kelly's son's sailboat, which I think Political Report, it does not actually have toilets on it. And so to me, I read the report, and that sailboat sounds like an allegory for the future that Greta Thunberg wants here in America. I wrote the book, and I think this news cycle, and I think you were alluding to this, is exactly why I wrote 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. You literally, at this point, cannot trust a single thing that the establishment media reports or that any of their pundits say. This Biden, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Obama administration scandal, and the way that the media and the political left is trying to spin this as just the next, we got Donald Trump, we caught him, election meddling, is just more proof as to why more than 60% of the American people don't trust the media.
And it's not even, Jerome, it's not even alleged or anything, or it looks like. I mean, it is stated like fact. I mean, this is where, you know, Congressman Schiff gets himself in trouble, and Jerry Nadler and that, because they make statements as if it's empirical. And basically, it's opinion. And why they're given any kind of place, only because of their position, but it's like it's a joke, like Blumenthal. It's like, wait a minute, you're the guy who comes in afterwards and says, look, if you lie to me once, everything you say is a lie, right? And, and so here he is, he lies about his military service, but yet we, you know, he's put on TV like he deserves some sense of credibility.
All right. No, one of the points that I make, and I write extensively about immigration, to your point, the media, Democrats in Congress, they continuously castigate the Trump administration's immigration policies as racist. And even some good conservatives, Bill, will couch the argument as, well, a border wall isn't something that, that Latino and Hispanic voters will support. And so in the book, I write that more than half of the Border Patrol agents, that is the men and women who are risking their lives every day to enforce our immigration policies on the border, are Hispanic.
Go figure.
Media won't tell you that. And right, and Democrats won't tell you that either.
Well, because the deal is when the illegals come into the country, 90%, I would say, if not 100%, where do they land? You know, they don't go live in Nancy Pelosi's district. They go into the Hispanic communities. So then you have MS-13, these gang members, and all these drug runners. They're in these Hispanic communities where they're just trying to, you know, make a good living for their kids, for them to assimilate, be a part of the American dream. And then all of a sudden you've got this inordinate wave of illegals that could care less. Their allegiances to Mexico or Central, some Central America country. And they don't honor, and here we are, I think, according to one angel mom, as best we can tell, this doesn't include drugs or anything like that, but we're having something like 4,300 murders a year at the hands of illegal immigrants.
Right. There is so much truth to what you're saying. Look, if you only got your news from the establishment media, if you only trusted what people like Congressman Schiff or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Joe Biden tell you, then you would just think the exact opposite of everything you said. You said that illegal immigrants come here and their allegiance is to Mexico or whatever Central American country they came from. And you see that because I believe remittances hit a record level last year.
Right.
In the book, I also write, but you don't, I mean, the way that the media talks about, and now it's just migrants. No, they're illegal aliens. They're illegally coming to the country. Their first decision upon hitting soil was to break our immigration laws.
Exactly.
They don't tell you that half of all federal arrests last year were immigration related. Mm-hmm. Just think about that. That's almost double what it was a decade ago.
It overwhelms the system. That's the problem, Jerome. And the thing is that if somebody has broken the law, I don't care what country you go into Mexico, you go into Europe, anywhere you go, and if you break the law coming in, what are the chances of your success, you know, to assimilate, because you can't even, you know, call 911 because you're afraid you're going to be found out. And if you are, it's hard for you to get a job. So now what do you have to rely on? You have to rely on, you know, the local pressure and the many mafia dons, Hispanic yep. style, you know, to run your life, right?
No, absolutely. What the left has done and what they've created and by condoning illegal immigration to the extent that they have is you're right. I mean, you're asking people to just come here. They right. they are under.
We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Jerome.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Action Independent. We are. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Jerome Hudson first came to national prominence in July 2009 when Glenn Beck posted Jerome's essay, The Life of a Young Black Conservative, as the top article on glennbeck.com. Now he is a regular writer for Human Events, Breitbart News, The Daily Caller, Red State website. Been a guest on Fox News Channel, and he is out there, and of course now an author of an excellent book, highly recommended, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. This will broaden your perspective and enlighten you greatly. Jerome, let me ask you, you know, going back to that that essay that you wrote 10 years ago, what would you say today?
Well, I actually expanded on it, Bill, in the introduction of my book. I sort of, you know, I write soberly, I will say, about my political awakening that pretty much started about 15 years ago. You know, I was on a college campus. I write that looked, you know, 15 years ago, just much like college campuses look today, mm-hmm. where, you know, young people are not really taught to think critically, but more so are taught to be skeptical of those who do. And in many ways, I wanted to sort of write, you know, a letter to my younger self. But I wanted the introduction of this book, in which I sort of lay out some of the biggest and most explosive facts in the book in the intro. But I wanted any young person, especially a young person on a college campus, to sort of read that introduction and know that, look, there's a guy who's black who was, you know, just like you, probably wanted to question the system, kind of maybe felt that at 18 and 19 what you were being told by your woke professor wasn't true. Maybe you believe that there's an informational crisis, but you just don't really, you know how to get the facts. And so I wrote this book especially for these young people, many of mm-hmm. them who are being lectured about white guilt and graduate right. with a ton of debt and useless woke studies degrees, and are ill prepared mm-hmm. to compete in a very competitive job market.
Exactly. Well, Jerome, thank you for doing that on behalf of the young people, and I think for those that are, you know, coming out the other side, because what happens is that life gets in the way. I mean, campus life is one thing, and as you say, it is tough. You are swimming against the tide there because of the level of indoctrination, and it is well rehearsed. It is fixed on the campus, and for some of these kids, they say, okay, look at. I have problems. Yes, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. But look, I only got this knucklehead professor for a semester, so I'm going to get on the other side of that, get my grade, run, and get my degree, and not try to be too infected by it. Although, sadly, there are people who get indoctrinated, and it's almost like they need, you know, some sort of intervention and some time out in their life to really consider, because it's going to be tough, because when you have this woke generation, you know, coming into real life circumstances, and they hit corporate America, man, it's going to be hit like hitting a cement wall, right?
No, well, and thank you for bringing up my past. And you know, look, when I wrote that article, The Life of a Young Black Conservative, I was at a party and I was amongst friends, and that was the first time, Bill, that I actually started to realize my place in politics. You know, and fast forward 13 years later, what became evident to me is, you know, all of the things that shouldn't be cliche, but you kind of hear it all the time, in that America is uniquely beautiful. These kids aren't being taught that, and in fact, they're being taught to hate America,
right?
To hate our history, and so. What I would say is that this book is a national bestseller for a reason, because I think a lot of people realize that there is a crisis of information. Mm-hmm. What I tried to do with this book is give young people especially, but anyone, especially the parents, paying for these kids to go to these colleges, is this book really helps untangle the web of lies that you said. It is a machine. It is a constant campaign on the political left. But the success of this book is just more proof that I see each and every day, is that people are starting to wake up to the lies that the media and Democrats in Hollywood are pushing.
Jerome, let me say this, because the underlying thing that I hear time and again, what it all comes down to is all this racial, if I can put it in simple terms, with due respect, the racial animus and aggravation that's going on, in so many ways has been manufactured, rather disgustingly, to serve an agenda that is contrary to the American dream. Because as I was sharing with somebody else, it wasn't until I went to college that I had to deal with this racial animus. Until then, you know, I was a kid in Southern California playing ball. We played. We didn't look at somebody that was on our team, whether they were black, pink, Asian, Hispanic. It didn't matter. It was just, hey, can you catch the ball? Can you throw the ball and get the guy out when it's your time to bat? Can you hit the ball? You know, it wasn't about. It wasn't about color. And then I go to college, and all of a sudden, boy, I'll tell you, it was an eye-awakening experience for me. Because, and I don't know, and I had blacks that were, you know, close friends. I mean, they ate with it. I mean, you know, we were together. I ate at their house. They ate at my house. It wasn't any big deal. You know, it was just, just human beings, you know, being together, being friends. And suddenly, then it was like, wait a minute. All of a sudden, they come up with all this aggression and everything. Of course, it was at a time when the Black Panthers were coming in and all this stuff was going on, so all this animus. But it was really, it was heartbreaking for me, frankly, because I lost friends, and I miss them to this day. Because, you know, we grew up together. And because they chose to, you know, buy into the indoctrination of this race divisive mindset, it's just, it's sad, because here we've lost the friendship and the contribution that we could have made in each other's life, because, you know, we lost sight of what Martin Luther King called us to do, and that is, you know, not to look at the color of one's skin, but the content of one's character.
Right. No, look, racism in America is nearly non-existent. I know it. You know it. Everybody under the sound of our voice know it. But the left can't allow people to believe their own eyes. I mean, most people wake up every day. Racial harmony in this country.
We have mixed marriages, Jerome.
Is at an all-time high.
Exactly.
I was just about to say, a researcher like myself, I'm looking at Pew data. I'm looking at census data. The hard numbers say that more interracial marriages interracial marriages are on the are on the uptick, and I mean that's just one facet of what we all know to be true. But the sad reality is that the left can never allow the wounds of our past to heal. They have to constantly pick at the scab. Why? Because that is how they conquer, by dividing us, and particularly by dividing us along racial lines. But in this book, I open it up by going at the heart of the left's racial war, which is in the womb in this country. I talk about how in New York City for 5 years, more black pregnancies ended in abortion than live birth. I talk about the history of Planned Parenthood. I talk about the violence in black communities and how we need to hold Democratic politicians and the left accountable. I go at the heart of people like the New York Times, lift up Black Lives Matter, who have done nothing for the black community in terms of any sort of positive change. But again, I mean, I write soberly about these problems. I suggest solutions like how affirmative action has...
We got about 20 seconds. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Worse for blacks and Hispanics. The first thing we need to do is stop encouraging admittance to college campuses on the basis of race. But
exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Jerome Hudson, his book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jerome, thanks for coming on the show.
This is sponsored by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. with the first ever World Narcolepsy Day on Sunday, September 22nd. Narcolepsy advocate and president and CEO of Project Sleep, Julie Flygar, is driving awareness about narcolepsy and sleep health.
Narcolepsy is an under-recognized sleep disorder that is often misdiagnosed. Many people with narcolepsy experience symptoms for many years before receiving an accurate diagnosis. Children with narcolepsy are especially at risk for delays in diagnosis since there is a general lack of awareness among physicians that narcolepsy can be a pediatric condition. In fact, more than half of people with narcolepsy say their symptoms started before the age of 18. That's why getting an appropriate assessment by a sleep specialist is extremely important. Knowledge is power. This World Narcolepsy Day, help raise awareness, learn more, and celebrate narcolepsy heroes.
For more information, visit ProjectSleep.com or take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener and find a sleep specialist at MoreThanTired.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The director of national intelligence now being grilled by a House committee as Joseph McGuire is being pressed about the delayed submission of an inspector general's report to Congress as required by law concerning a whistleblower report about a presidential phone call with the president of Ukraine. Democrats claim the president may have committed an impeachable offense when he urged the Ukrainian leader to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. But the Republicans say the whole issue is another in a long line of Democratic political stunts. The ranking member of the committee, Devin Nunes, says,
"This hearing itself is another example. Whistleblower inquiries should not be held in public at all. As our Senate counterparts, both Democrats and Republicans, obviously understand, their hearing with Mr. McGuire is behind closed doors."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, it's good to have you with us, talking about, we're going to talk food, okay? Are you hungry? Well, fall brings shorter days, cooler weather, and a new menu of delicious seasonal foods. And as our schedules get crazy with fall activities and holidays, it can be a challenge to stay on track with better food choices. But, lucky for us, we got a chef in the house. Chef Nick Raft is with us. He's going to show us how to ease into the season of comfort foods and decadence with a little less worry by sharing his top tips to eat healthy this fall. Okay, are you in? He's also going to share some of his favorite new nutrient-rich fall dishes like cauliflower rigatoni in light onion cream sauce. Are you getting hungry already? Cauliflower rigatoni fresca with shrimp, both made with cauliflutels. Yes, cauliflower-infused pasta along with hearty vegetables like spinach and mushrooms. Chef Nick Graff, Director of Culinary Research and Development with Noodles & Company, joins us now. Chef, how you doing?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great. I'm excited about this. I mean, we love to talk. I don't know. I think we have a hungry audience all the time. And anytime we can talk food, they're all in here. So let's give them what they're looking for. Let's talk about your top fall food tip.
Yeah, my top fall food tip. Okay. How about eating seasonal? During the seasons throughout the year. Nature provides us with all kinds of foods to eat healthy, optimally. Things that, you know, in the fall, it's things like broccoli and cauliflower, other squash, maybe dark leafy greens. Those are great things to add to your fall diet. Add them in fun ways, you know. Add it to a zucchini noodle or add it to a kafloodle, as I like to call it. Those are great ways to get plant forward into your diet, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and the challenge is with the holidays, we know traditions, you get all the traditional sweet foods and, you know, cinnamon and pumpkin and all that. And, you know, it can knock us off just a little bit. But you've got ideas on how we can indulge during the fall holidays, but also stay healthy when surrounded by all these seasonal goodies, right?
Yeah, you know, it's about being strategic. You know, it's so easy during the holidays to load up your plate with heaps of all the foods that are around you. But my recommendation really is to be a mindful eater. Choose the items you really want to have and eat those, and maybe skip the ones that you could do without. You know, it's kind of quality over quantity, you know, and slow down. Something I do is I actually set my fork down in between bites because it kind of establishes a slower pace and prevents me from overeating. Mm. Now, the brain typically takes 20 minutes to catch up to the stomach before you feel fully satisfied. So just kind of a tactic I use to not overdo it during the holidays.
Yeah, my doctor also recommends, Chef, is that chewing is good. You know, it's okay. Maybe, you know, when the fork is down, maybe take a couple extra chews, you know. It's not like you have to sit there and, you know, be a cow and, you know, like you're chewing on your cud, but maybe just a little bit more, like, you know, part of the slowdown process, huh?
Yeah, you know, enjoy the meal. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not just dining, it's the experience. Enjoy the whole experience. The holidays are meant to be fun, and it's more than eating. It is truly about enjoying friends, family, and the experience you all have together. Great conversation.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up because eating is relational, isn't it?
Very much so. It's funny, in our household during the holidays, everybody's involved in the cooking. So I would tell you that preparing the meal is as big a party as the event itself.
Isn't that cool? Because people always want to be a part of, you know, of the process and even the presentation as well. But, and, you know, of course, then you've got all kinds of, you know, conversation going on in the kitchen. It's amazing how, you know, because for me, I like bigger kitchens. I get claustrophobic in small kitchens, but I like welcoming big kitchens. I imagine you do, too.
I do, yeah. It's the bigger the kitchen, more people you can get in there, and the more synergy and more energy that happens during the process. It's a fun time. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, Chef Nick, you know, you talk about this season that we've got great seasonal foods that are available, and these foods are providing optimal health for us. You know, like you mentioned, you know, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, pumpkin, roasted squash, dark leafy greens, all great choices. You know, you've got good, healthy choices or a bag of potato chips. But, you know, and the one thing about these good choices is it comes with less guilt, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. You feel better about yourself. I think you actually feel better in general.
Yes.
You know, it's not just body healthy, it's mind healthy also. And I know that when I'm eating healthy things, I feel better about myself in general. It's definitely a boost in my own personal morale, for sure.
Right. And I like that you said, get creative with your veggies. You know, incorporate them in fun ways, like choosing plant-based pasta dishes made with zucchini or cauliflower noodles. I mean, you know, and it's amazing. We do a lot with zucchini these days. In fact, that's kind of our go-to pasta these days.
You know, noodles can come. I mean, we have a category called Zoodles and Other Noodles, and we've always got at least one to two dishes in that category that are built around the zoodle itself. I would tell you it's very popular with the guest, and it's a great source of vitamin C, potassium. It's got great loads of fiber, all these things that really help your body function at a higher level.
You know, and what you said earlier is so true, and that is that you feel better when you're eating right. I mean, when we've had guests over and we've served zucchini instead of pasta, I mean, they first kind of look at us like, really? And then afterwards they go, wow, this is, first of all, it was good. And secondly, I don't feel bloated. You know, I'm usually waiting for that bloated feeling after having a dish of pasta, if that's fair to say. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And the mind fog, you know, it lifts. When you eat healthy like that, you don't get that mind fog that comes with eating maybe not so healthy. You know, when you get into those processed foods and things, people don't realize that that actually affects how your mind functions.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you say that strategizing is key as well. It's easy to get carried away at holiday meals by mindlessly loading your plate with heaps of every dish available, right? So you call it practicing mindful eating.
Yeah, you know, quality over quantity, choosing items that are better for you, staying away from the we're all going to dip into the stuff that maybe isn't so great for us during the holidays, but just knowing that moderation is the key to that. You know, don't just pile it on. Those are the things you want to moderate for sure.
And sometimes when you have those sweets, it triggers. It's like the dominoes fall, and that's what you have to watch is that whether it's potato chips or there's a certain type of cookie that's seasonal to me that just, you know, buckles my knees, and so I have to be careful when I get around those cookies. You know what I'm talking about?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, but you say, and also talking about, you know, slowing down, that it does take time for the whole digestive process to work out. And, hey, you know, and when you go there for the season and you're thinking, okay, hey, it's about friends, it's about family and relationships and all that, if that's the star and the food is a complement to it instead of the other way around, then maybe our approach to seasonal dining and snacking and entertaining can alter just a bit, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's really the food is really what's bringing everybody together. Mm-hmm. What occurs around the food is more, in my opinion, important than the food itself. It's, you know, getting together and sharing stories or catching up with somebody maybe you haven't seen in a while. That's what it's really all about.
Right.
The food's just kind of the facilitator of the whole event.
Right, exactly. Well, Chef Nick Graff is the Director of Culinary Research and Development at Noodles and Company. Nick, you know, one of the big problems that we have during the holidays is when we dine out. What advice do you have for us to stay on track when dining out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really easy to get off track when you're dining out. I would say don't let your nutrition go by the wayside. You know, choose establishments that have a wide variety of options for you to be able to make those healthy choices. In today's dining environment, that's not hard to do.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
A little popcorn, some brain freeze icy. Man, I'm ready for the movie, I'm telling you. And we're ready for the movie guy. He's next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, the heck with the 8-second sound bites, man. We get into the real stuff here, especially when we're talking movies, when you've got live from Hollywood, California, the movie, still the movie capital of the world, in the midst of all the other crazy stuff that's going on around Hollywood. But it is a protected area, is it not?
Crazy is a way of life in Hollywood.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
It really is.
Dave.
And it was, things were smashing at Downton Abbey last week.
Downton Abbey? Yes, I love it. Yes. People were dressed up in period costumes and everything. Did you, at the theater that you saw, did you see them all dressed up and everything?
We didn't see people in costume. However, it was a lot of fun. I mean, the movie made about $31 million, which was much more than they thought it was going to make. And you really don't need to know the entire story from A to Z to really enjoy the movie. I mean, I was never really a big fan of the show. Just had nothing against it. Just never really got around to watching many episodes.
Well, you knew that once you did, you were hooked.
It was
like, you know, like anything else. I mean, you've got Thrones, you've got all the other series that are out there, and then you throw Downton Abbey on. Well, you know, it's like, and when do you have time to work after that?
Well, you know, several critics have tried to figure out what is the appeal of the show, and most of them come back to this point, and it's, you know, it harkens from a simpler time. You could look at it that way.
Is it?
When
okay.
things, you know, I mean, you were either a member of the hierarchy or you were a commoner, and you didn't have to waste a lot of time thinking about upward mobility. Now, there, of course, there are pluses and minuses to that sort of a world, but it was a simpler time, and it just, I don't know, it was fun to go. I mean, it really is, you know, an interesting film. It'll be
Americans are raptured by the king and queen and royalty, as you say. Yeah, you're exactly right. I agree with that assessment because Maz drawn to light, man. We just somehow we're just compelled. We can't help ourselves.
And I would imagine there will be another Downton Abbey movie, and that seems to be in the cards. Anyway, that was number one. Did very well, $31 million. It'll be doing well again this weekend. Ad Astra was number two. That's the Brad Pitt movie. Rambo, Last Blood. There's still some life in that franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It made about $18.9 million last weekend. We have It Chapter 2, number 4, and Hustlers rounding out the top 5. Well, we have kind of an interesting weekend here.
Before you go there, can I ask you about all these warnings about the Joker movie? Did you hear about this?
I'm seeing a bit of that, and I don't know if you've seen the trailer, but it is Joaquin Phoenix is amazing in this part.
Yeah, he lost 50 pounds for this movie.
And
of course, the last time somebody played Joker, it didn't fare too well for him, did it?
True. And Joaquin is always, kind of out there. And in this movie, you watch the trailer. I mean, it is disturbing stuff. So I'm not sure where we'll be on that. I certainly hope that it is able to be viewed and everything is safe and it will be appreciated for,
obviously the warnings are out there, so there needs to be some situational awareness. I mean, the army of all people, I mean, they're warning soldiers. They'd be ready for potential violence by this category, what they call incels. These are, a group of humanoids here that are involuntarily celibate. And so they call them incels for short. And from what I understand, they're suggesting that there could be some rabble rousing and some damage being done by this. We've got to keep an eye out.
You're way ahead of this on me. I hadn't heard all of that, but I guess we just have to stay tuned and see what the best course of action.
Well, here's the memo, the September 18th memo from the Army told soldiers: identify two escape routes, run, hide, fight is the mantra.
Wow.
In the event of a shooting, run if you can, and you hide if you can't. And then if you are confronted and, you just got to fight with whatever you got, and to do what you
can. Well, I don't think it opens up for a few weeks. I'm not really even sure of the release date on that film.
So what we can do in between time is go and exercise some survival techniques, just saying so. But seriously, I mean, this is one of those warnings, so heads up on that. So and we'll no doubt remind everybody. Now let's get on with what's coming up this week.
Well, we have another movie which isn't creating nearly the stir. It's called Abominable. This is a real sweet animated film from DreamWorks, getting great reviews, 84% recommending. It's saying it's just not a film just for kids. It is PG, which means you can take the whole family, and the parents won't be bored to tears. This is about a teenager. Her name is Yi. She encounters a young Yeti, which is an abominable snowman, on her roof apartment building, on the roof of her apartment building in Shanghai, and she and her friends name him Everest and embark upon this epic quest to reunite the magical creature with his family at the highest point on Earth. But the trio of friends will have to stay one step ahead of Burnish, a wealthy man intent on capturing Yeti and help him get home to his home there in Everest. So, it's not exactly a fresh plot.
I was going to say, modern-day E.T., is it?
Yeah. But it's extremely well done, getting good reviews. And, what the heck, it's a good story, so let's hear it again.
Hey, why not?
Another movie out there getting great reviews, and this is in line with a lot of the musical films we're seeing lately. This is a film called Judy, and it's about Judy Garland. And it's starring Renee Zellweger. And Judy Garland was an amazing talent.
Yeah. Who would have thought Renee Zellweger as Judy? But she, I'm telling you, the things I've seen, she pulls it off. I wouldn't have thought, frankly,
This is just like Rocket Man or, Freddie Mercury in the Bohemian Rhapsody film. I mean, you have these stars which risk everything to step into some huge shoes. And Renee Zellweger has done that with this movie. And like you say, she's pulled it off, 85% recommending. This takes place in the winter of 1968. This is three decades after she was in The Wizard of Oz and just 6 months before she died at the age of 47. Her showbiz career lasted 45 years, and she died at the age of 47. So she was in showbiz her entire life. Started out in vaudeville, went to MGM, starred in several major movies there, including the classic Wizard of Oz. And then she had her ups and downs, a lot of personal tragedy and trouble along the way, had trouble with alcohol and drugs and things like that. And it all kind of culminates to this time in London. She's in London to perform this five-week sold-out run at the Talk of the Town. And it's been 30 years, as I was saying, since she was shot to this global stardom at the end with The Wizard of Oz. Her voice is weakened, but its dramatic intensity has only grown. She prepares for the show. She battles with management, charms musicians, and reminisces with friends and adoring fans. Her wit and warmth shine through. And even
just like normal, right?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Battling management, charming musicians. Yes.
Yeah, another day in the life. Yeah. And it's an interesting, it's interesting that they would take this, this tack with this film. Even her dreams of love seem undimmed as she embarks on this whirlwind romance with Mickey Deans, her soon-to-be fifth husband. And, of course, this is 6 months before her death, and some of her best-known songs are performed by Renee in this film, and she does pull it off.
Wow, yeah. Very cool.
Check it out.
I can't wait to see this. I mean, Judy Garland, again, like you said, like so many other stories of superstars that have all this going for them, and it's just like the light just cooks them like a moth to flame for whatever reason, huh?
It's true. I mean, it's true. And I think that... like I say, she had her troubles, but she was an amazing talent, and it comes through.
You can't take away the gift, that's for sure.
Exactly. Yep. We have a movie here called The Day Shall Come, which premiered at South by Southwest. It's been doing well on the festival tour. It's 81% of the critics are recommending. Very funny, witty dialogue. It's this crazy movie, very original. It's about this impoverished preacher who brings hope to the Miami projects, but he is a nut job. He is offered cash to save his family from eviction. He has no idea that the real sponsor works for the FBI, and they plan to turn him into a criminal by fueling his madcap revolutionary dreams. Just check out the trailer. This is a very funny film. And about, like I said, it's very original.
Wait, and you say it's based on what, 100 true stories?
100 true stories, which is, a book which is about various things that have happened. But it has this, Anna Kendrick is in this. She plays an FBI officer. Danielle Brooks, Dennis O'Hare, Jim Gaffigan, 81% recommending. I hope it gets a wide release or at least people are able to check it out.
Well, we need fun. We need some fun. We've lost fun lately, so maybe this will bring it back a little bit.
Our next movie may not be your idea of fun. It's called The Golden Glove.
Okay.
And this is a gruesome tale of a notorious German serial killer, Fritz Honka.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a boxing movie. No.
Okay. Fritz Honka, he haunted Hamburg's red light district in the 1970s. This is based upon a novel of the same name. And he frequents his favorite bar called the Golden Glove, where they play this schmaltzy German music, and it moves the boozy bar hounds to tears, and drinking is a reflex against pain and longing. There, Honka, a pitiful loser chasing after lonely women, keeps more than just secrets in the attic. Now, I have come across some pretty vicious reviews, and I think when I read this one review of this film, I just had to share it. It's from IndieWire. And the critic says, this is dead from the moment it starts. And once you get used to the stink, there's nothing to do but wait for it to go away. That is a vicious review.
So what you do is you pull out a polka album out of your iPod and just play polka music and then you'll feel better.
Something tells me that's one to stay away from. We also have a movie called Sister Amy, which was big at Sundance.
I like Sister Amy. I love the way they say based on true events, but mostly made up. That's
true. She was she was head of the first mega church, first preacher to use radio. She was based out of L.A. and then she was kidnapped supposedly and was found in the desert in Mexico. But now this is one to you might want to check out the trailer as well.
Well, we've got lots to look at, so we'll see you at the Cineplex. Right. The movie guy, Steve Evans. Thank you, Steve-O. Take care, buddy.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy.